We are back. Final segment of this Gunsmith Show here on the final Saturday of March, the 28th already.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
This month just flew by. Seems like it was only 4 weeks ago it was the first.
It does. You're right.
Isn't that crazy?
Four short
Guess
weeks
what?
Ago.
Tomorrow's my mother-in-law's birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She doesn't listen to the show anymore, though. She used to always listen to my shows.
Oh.
And I quit doing mother-in-law jokes, so she quit listening.
Oh.
Well, why should I listen, John? You never make jokes about me anymore. No, but I make jokes about you every day, Ma. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's a vicious world, right? And I'm the king, and she's the pawn. No, she's my mother-in-law. So, but it is a beautiful Saturday. Yeah, it's a little chillier than we want, but let's take it as we can get them. It's Saturday, so it's a good day to go gun shopping, right? Suppressor shopping.
Do they have those at Williams Gun Sight Company?
They got about 400 of them in the case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say you got a pretty good choice. I have no idea what their back inventory is because I don't want to go there because that'd be like sneaking on Christmas and finding out what's there, you know? But Williams Gun Sight Company, been around for, 100 years.
100 years.
Just a little bit more than my mother-in-law. And
there you go.
I got
He's
it.
He's back.
So now they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. No mother-in-law joke there. So they are open a lot. And
every day.
Last Sunday, I was in there for the end of the St. Patrick's Day sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun. There was so many people in the store. It was hard to believe. Good time. And every day is a good day at Williams Gun Sight. Why? Because you hear the crack of gunfire. People are enjoying life. They're being good Americans. They're expressing their liberty.
Outdoor ranges open again?
Outdoor ranges are iffy right now, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
But the indoor range is kicking butt and taking
Oh, yeah.
So
they
it's
get
so
lounge.
Nice in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots to do. You can go to WilliamsGunSight.com. Check out their website. I scroll through every week, numerous times, the used guns and the clearance guns. And when I was looking at today's show, all the cool guns that you can get suppressed now, or you can put suppressors on, man, do they have a lot of them. The clearance guns, probably it would be easier to list the ones that don't have threaded barrels than the ones that do.
So most of them are threaded
most
already?
Most of them are already threaded.
Okay.
And but they've got ultralight rifles, which are really good for, like, you know, when you're going elk hunting in Montana or something and you want to carry a rifle, you know you're going to be walking for 7 miles. The lightest rifle you can get, and then you suppress them so that you don't scare off the game in case, you know, you're out there with other hunters and stuff. So lots of good things, tons of stuff to look at. But I'm going to list five of them here. But first, I want to say there's some big news from the Supreme Court this week, pro-gun, a 9-0 ruling that just popped up on, I think it was Thursday, that you can make you can make a legal product in America, and if it's used illegally, you cannot be held liable for it. So this is going to undo all the local legislation, similar to what we talked about the Michigan Gun Caucus thing, the gun safety thing they're trying to push through, where manufacturers can be sued for what?
For misuse.
For the misuse and what a criminal did. Then 9-0, they ruled it in the Supreme Court.
If it's a legally made product and the legally made product is misused, it's the misuser who's liable,
exactly.
Not the manufacturer.
Exactly. So this will make much of this crap they've been spewing at us go through the shredder. So very, very happy to hear that news.
There's nothing better than shredding crap.
Well, if it was a vehicle and Chevrolet could be sued because somebody was drunk driving in a truck, it doesn't make any sense.
You know what the worst job in the world is, John?
Listening to me?
Cleaning. Oh, heavens, no. Cleaning a crap shredder.
Oh, I wouldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine that. No thanks, man.
I need another toothpick.
Yeah, no thanks. So now back to reality. we're going to look at some great suppressible weapons.
Yes.
That are available on the clearance gun rack, and then we're going to get into a couple that are underused also.
Now you shared with me behind the scenes. I'm just going to give people a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You said there's a manufacturer in Michigan who's selling a lot of suppressors. Do they carry them at Williams?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, GSLs.
Okay. GSLs, I thought you were going to talk about that, too.
And I can, but you got to go there and experience it for yourself.
Go to Williams, check them out.
If you go there and you're price shopping, you're going to go, what are these down here with the lower prices? Well, those are Michigan-made suppressors. So check them out, GSLs.
Okay. And it's a good price. They're a
great price.
Made in Michigan.
Made in Michigan. And there are a lot of gun stuff made in Michigan. Michigan is full of really, really good engineering.
You know,
from the
manufacturing car industry, yeah. Machining and that sort of stuff. Yep. It was, we had a lot of people with that kind of talent doing all sorts of things.
My grandpa Sheffield was a toolmaker for Lincoln, for the Lincoln family.
Right.
And heavily rewarded. His home shop was like a normal school's metal shop. It was amazing. Yeah. He lived right in Birmingham, right in the corner of Woodward. Yeah. And his shop was amazing. And he made his own pop-up camper in like 1958.
No kidding. Oh, that's something.
Literally with a crank. And the whole thing raised up and folded out. He made it himself.
Yeah, metal worker.
I still have the furniture that he made in my gun shop in my basement.
Oh, no kidding.
Just the benches that he made that went under, that tucked into a little hole. Everything had a spot. He was brilliant. I love the guy. Died when I was very young.
Who is this? Your grandpa?
My grandfather Sheffield. My grandpa Sheffield. Amazing guy. His middle name was Hercules.
No kidding.
Yeah,
oh,
Hercules.
That's neat.
So they never tried to name me Hercules. But anyways.
It's just a nickname he has.
Yeah, no, that was his real name.
I mean you.
Hercules. All right, so number one gun I'm going to talk about from Ruger.
Yeah.
It's in the clearance section. This thing caught my eye. I almost bought this and put it in a raffle.
He left it for you.
I did. It's the USA Shooting Team's Clearance 1022. This thing's got a thumb hole stock, a huge, longer fluted barrel that's threaded. It's got a muzzle brake on it. It's made for competitive shooting, but man, would this be a showpiece to have. Now, good 1022s go $500 to $700, and this one's right in that range. But it was more than that in the beginning. I'm telling you that. This thing is beautiful. It has the stock is red and blue wood laminated together. It's gorgeous. And it's finished perfectly. And the thumb hole is, you hold it and your whole thumb goes through a big hole. And you're holding like a pistol grip on the bottom of the gun. And the forend goes down below the gun, doesn't touch the barrel. So there's nothing touching the barrel so that you don't affect its accuracy. So putting a suppressor on this gun makes tons of sense. It is beautiful and very patriotic for our 250th year.
Yeah.
So with the threaded muzzle, I'd say it's a top-notch contender in the 1022 world. You can get it for $624.95 or less right now. So go grab that one. Now, remember, they got 90-day layaway. Next one is Ruger American Gen 2. And this one caught my eye because I love the caliber. And the Gen 2s in the American rifle, this is a bolt-action rifle, Cerakoted, fluted barrel. It's Cerakoted in like a flat, it's like a gold color. It's some kind of an earth color. I don't know what they call it, but it's beautiful. And then the stock is green. It's a green that looks like it's got a spackling of black paint on it. High cheek piece, rubber cheek piece on it. Really good recoil pad. Fits. When you hold the gun up, you just go, oh, my gosh, this thing is beautiful. Well, it's beautiful, and it also comes in 6.5 Grendel, which is one of my favorite calibers. Tremendously accurate. It is clearanced, and you can get this one for $564.95. Threaded, ready for a suppressor. Next one is the Savage Access 2 in 400 Legend. This is a good one. We got a couple of these in the family. This one's clearanced. It is drilled for a scope. It's got the AccuTrigger, and it's ready to go. Priced at $414.95. So those are all clearance guns. Check them out in the clearance section on the website. You'll be glad you did. There's so much to look at. Or you can go to the store and browse. There's one whole section that's all clearance guns. Go take a peek at them. Next, I got some used guns that really deserve mentioning. First one, it's like, I don't know why I'm not over there waiting in line at 10 o'clock for this one this morning. Radical Firearms, which is an AR-15 manufacturer. They have their RF-15. 16.5-inch threaded barrel. It's got Maglock furniture on it. In other words, it's got a Maglock adjustable stock. It's got a Maglock, Magpul grip. And it's got just, It's a beautiful gun. It's got the full rail on the top. It has no sights on it, so it's ready for your sights. It's got one 30-round magazine. Damn it, it's an AR-15. It's only $424.
Wow.
It's used, but it looks beautiful.
Sure.
So good one to snatch up. Even if it's a spare, grab it. Last gun I want to talk about, the Ruger American 22 long rifle in bolt action. Very nice guns. These are so smooth. And nice thing about bolt actions is when you're shooting suppressed guns and you're shooting subsonic loads, sometimes they don't always function good out of a semi-auto. The shells won't eject good, or the back pressure is not quite right. Well, with a bolt action, you simply open a bolt and the shell comes out.
Yeah.
Next one goes in and you fire again. Of course, always check your bore, but you want to be very quiet with a bolt action gun. This might be the one for you. Now, it's got a 22-inch barrel, so it's going to be very accurate. It's a Ruger American rifle. They're beautiful guns. This one's got the black stock. It's got a sling, and it has one magazine. It takes 10 22 magazines. It is threaded, so it's ready to go. And this one's only $314.95 or less.
Good price.
Be a very good starter gun. And all these and more can be yours. So get out to Williamstown and check them out. And thanks for listening, everybody. And I want to wish everybody tomorrow's Palm Sunday. So have a wonderful weekend. If you see people out selling Tootsie Rolls today, grab them. Okay. Us Knights of Columbus are selling Tootsie Rolls all over the state today. So all for a good cause. We're the largest donator to Special Olympics in America.
Nice.
So, all righty.
Do all kinds of other good things as well.
Yeah, we do.
For sure.
We try anyway.
Yeah. This concludes our show on suppressors.
Is our quiet section over? Nappy time. Now, hey, fill up that coffee and enjoy your Saturday.
Come on back next week. We'll do it again. It's the Gunsmith Show every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.